Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealer. And today, we're going to bring you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we continue to move through this month of February on our way to spring and better times.
There you go. but it's always a good time in Texas.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And lots of opportunities in Texas. And to help give us a preview of opportunities to get out and hunt, Harold.
Yes.
Yes. Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III will be joining us. And Tom is busy.
Oh.
In preseason prep. Okay. Getting ready for, you know, all the hunting that he has lined up. We're going to be visiting with him. We've got some outdoor news. We've got our outdoor report. Plus, we'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So, y'all stick around and do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you make us a part of your weekend plans. And the weather yo-yo continues. We've gone from cold weather last weekend to mild weather.
Rain.
To now a little bit of a cool front that's come through that we're dealing with this weekend.
Right.
And the beat goes on. So if you don't like Texas weather.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Exactly what you
all
need to
joke,
do.
But it's true. You know, I mean, my youth, things have changed somewhat, but I remember so much in Houston growing up where I'd be standing on one side of the street in bright sunlight and it's raining on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
It happened all the time.
Go offshore.
Yeah, sure.
Of you know,
course,
using no. your radar and
we're so
you can run right
the
along the edge of it,
right.
You know, to miss the weather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot is going on. And, of course, 1 year ago, we were dealing with Winter Storm Uri.
Right.
And somebody actually mentioned that there was a name, I believe it was Logan, this freeze that came in last weekend.
Okay.
Not near as severe as what we had, you know, a year ago.
Correct.
But still.
It had a name?
They want to name all this stuff.
Okay.
You know. I'd say unbelievable.
Cold. It's cold. Cold weather.
You know. And just to give you something to have hope.
Yes. Please.
As you look ahead.
Please.
Daylight savings time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. It's on its way. I believe it's the 13th of
March.
Of March. Mm. It's just around the corner.
Confusing us all again, except for
yeah.
The animals go, I don't know what the clock says. I'm hungry.
Twenty-nine years he's wrestled with this dilemma.
I know. That's right.
Hey, we do have some news, some good news for those that hunt and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And hunting-related accidents in Texas are at an all-time low since hunter education became mandatory in 1988. Yeah. According to the 2021 Texas Hunting Accident Report released by Texas Parks and Wildlife, of the more than 49,000 certifications in 2021, Texas experienced only one fatality and 11 accidents statewide, according to the report. And, obviously unloading all firearms, critical.
Yep.
Keeping your finger outside the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot, absolutely. I was talking and reviewing some hunts this week, and one of the things that were brought up was night hunting, out stalking.
Right.
And particularly trailing an animal that did not go down.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had a firearm. It was loaded. I wouldn't be trailing a pig with an unloaded weapon.
Correct.
You know? Stepped on something that did not see.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of twisted his ankle. He stumbled and, scrambled to stay afoot. That's where all these different rules come into play. Well, keeping your finger off the trigger, out of the trigger guard.
That's what safeties are for.
Yeah.
Of course, your first safety is between your ears.
Yeah. But, something happens and you misstep.
Sure.
But if your finger is outside the trigger guard,
right,
off the trigger, if it's pointed in a safe direction, you do everything that you possibly can.
Stuff happens. My sloppiest incident, and I was out on an upland bird hunt, but it had rained the night before, and I using a really nice over-under shotgun, and I got caught in something and fell forward and buried both barrels about a foot into the mud.
Mm.
Okay, but again, on safe and finger off the trigger. It was a mess, but still, could have been worse.
Well, that can bring up a whole nother topic of carrying things to...
And then cleaning it.
Clean things up to get back in on the action.
Yep.
We got some fishing news, and this is pretty cool. The Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is pleased to announce that professional angler Gary Klein of Mingus, Texas, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2022. Klein's been an anchor in professional fishing for 42 years.
Mm.
This really makes me feel old as I read this about, because I remember when Gary came on the scene, just all of his involvement. But Klein has generously given back to the fishing community through volunteer work with kids and military veterans, but certainly a deserving award. He boasts 161 top 20 finishes.
Wow.
95 top 10 finishes and 10 wins. So Gary, honor certainly deserving, and congratulations to you. The awards will take place in May later this year.
All right, I got an industry helping out thing here, as we always do. Savage Arms. They announced its eighth year of supporting Kids and Clays and their efforts to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House charities through shooting sports. Savage donates shotguns that are used at each event to raise money for the local Ronald McDonald House. Since their first event in 1999, Kids and Clays Foundation has generated more than $24 million through sporting clays, trap, and skeet events. And more importantly, participation in the events hosted and facilitated by Kids and Clays has raised awareness for Ronald McDonald House charity chapters among thousands of shooters, while assisting hundreds of thousands of families served by Ronald McDonald Houses each and every day.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
When you get back to your office, forward that to me.
Oh.
There's, I mean, I,
this? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm talking to Savage on a number of things, and certainly that has got some information in it that I'd like to visit with him on.
Great.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what do we got? Best bets? Outdoor report?
Could be.
See if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
It is time for the best bets on Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Equally important is they provide professional advice
and
guidance. Okay.
Yes.
Tell them what your budget is.
That's
tell them what
the
your experience.
Right there, yes.
You know, and Clifford Cheadle and staff can help you out. we've been talking about it, and the fact that Steiner has gotten so involved in.
Great stuff.
It really is. It's a great company, and the fact that they've stepped into the thermal imagery and night vision market in addition to their traditional scopes, amazing. You know, we got Night Ride, mm-hmm. which is the observe what's around you with the magnetic foot that you can put on your top of your pickup or Jeep or whatever.
Right.
Great, great stuff. You can go to their website and peruse some of the products. Of course, things are changing so rapidly. ThirdCoastThermal.com, and then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. How's the coming week look?
Let's take a peek. Check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday is the first of two best days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are a trio of good days. Thursday's another best day, with Friday another good one. Next Saturday's rated as fair. Next Sunday wraps up the week as a good day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. Monday and Tuesday will see this major feeding period of the day occurring from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise. Continue to forage until mid-morning. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll find game most active from either side of sunrise, continue to feed until either side of the noon hour. On Wednesday, February the 23rd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. This Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, will each have a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday through next Saturday, a string of days with a single-tide schedule of one high and one low tide. Next Sunday, a double-tide schedule.
All right, let's stay on the coast, and we've been dealing with wind. We've been dealing with temperature drops, and that has had fish in deeper holes and channels. But coming up, we should be moving toward a string of warmer days where the shallow water is going to warm more quickly.
Yo.
Fish will move up out of those deeper holes and channels to feed. The wind should abate some with tides coming back. That's going to help move bait that has been in the Gulf back into the bay systems. And you just really use your head and look at your currents, look at your tides, and fish accordingly. So if the tide is moving in, move to the inside of your back lake areas. Uh-huh. If it's falling, then move to the outside and set up. A lot of fish like sheep's head are around reefs, like over Calcasieu and Sabine, and they should be moving to the jetties. Galveston Jetty always turns on this time of year. And don't forget that as temperatures begin to warm slightly, state waters for red snapper, and then eventually other pelagics will start to make a move coming in. What's going on our area lakes?
Well, I said East Texas, Conroe. Catfish are good on baited holes in 18 to 24 feet of water using liver or shrimp. Many folks are having success under the 1097 bridge. Hybrid bass are schooling in 20 to 35 feet of water, trolling with a hellbender, a pet spoon, or using your electronics with the dead-sticking technique, thumping or splashing. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good just off the creek channel in 40 feet of water, drifting by the dam using minnows or jigs. There are a few fish up shallow, indicating the spawn is about to start. Livingston. White bass are good, starting to gather in creeks to spawn in 20 to 25 feet of water. Bass are moving up shallow from creek channels and ledges, biting on red rattle traps. Crappie are migrating back from the river into the main lake, staging to spawn. Catfish are good in 12 to 18 feet of water on cut bait. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good 9 feet or less using finesse jigs, wacky worms, jerk baits. Crappie are good, suspended in 13 to 23 feet of water using minnows around standing timber and brush piles. White bass are good in 9 to 17 feet of water on silver jigging spoons. Palestine. Crappie are good in brush piles using crappie jigs with crappie nibble. Sand bass are slow but improving up the river using small spinner baits in chrome blue colors. Catfish are good in 14 to 17 feet of water. Night crawlers and cut bait are working. Good size catches are coming from trot line and jug lines using cut bait and live perch on the main lake and on the north end. Richland Chambers. Blue and channel casts are good on Danny King's punch bait on a number 4 treble hook in timber on the Richland arm in 20 to 30 feet of water. Fish where the cormorants are roosting, Tawakoni. Following the Arctic blast, we've had some very warm temperatures, and the water temperature has risen 6 degrees on the main lake. This has hybrid and striped bass on the move. Look for fish in 25 to 35 feet using soft plastic swim baits. Blue cats have been good up to 64-pound catches on cut gizzard shad, cut bluegill. These fish are on the move right now and can be found literally from 2 to 45 feet. Channel cat bite has picked up over baited holes using prepared baits in 35 to 45 feet of water. Largemouth bass are good in water 3 to 5 feet. Slow-rolling square-bill crankbaits, throwing brush hogs, fishing shallow docks is working best. Texoma. Striped bass continue to be excellent with several 10 to 12-pound catches. Fish off the ledges in 18 to 25 feet using Alabama rigs or dead stick with flukes to bring those larger bass in the boat. Whitney. Striped bass are good dead sticking and trolling with umbrella rigs. Crappie are good in the brush piles and standing timber from Steel Creek to Painted Rock using minnows, blue soft plastics, and whitetails. Catfish are good on fresh cut bait.
Just an update was up in East Texas on Tuesday of this week with some friends that are in the very, very preliminary stages of developing an RV park out of Hemp Hill. And looking at the creeks and the rivers that are in East Texas that feed our reservoirs, they're all within the bank. Looks like there's decent flow. So we're not going to have that flooded area where fish are scattered.
Right.
And I think with this next warm-up, you're really going to see the white bass run, you know, take off. Let's head to South Texas, down Three Rivers Way, where Choke Canyon Reservoir. Bass fishing's been good early in the day in 2 to 8 feet of water using shad or crawl square build crankbaits. Later in the day, the bite moves to the bank in 1 to 3 feet of water on frogs. White bass have been good in the river about a mile out from the bridge, trolling with rattle traps or crappie jigs. Blue catfish are good in shallow water in 3 to 5 feet on cheese bait, shrimp, and cut duck. Falcon Reservoir. Catfish are good from the mouth of marker 7 on the north side in 15 feet of water using filleted cubed tilapia. Brownwood bass have been good with perch like crankbaits. Green and brown are the best colors. Texas rig worm, chartreuse, bladed spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and near the bridge pilings. OH ivy, this cracks me up, this report. Bass are good using Alabama rigs, jerk baits, and swim baits. Basically, it's you can fish the water column however you want, you know.
Yeah.
And fishing has been phenomenal on ivy. And Meredith, with the cooler weather, water temperature, 38 to 41 degrees. Huh. Catfish have been caught on minnows in 40 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows in 30 to 40 feet of water. And walleye, those cold, hardy fish, have been good in 20 to 40 feet of water on minnows and crawlers.
Okay, head to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with most catches this time of the year coming from rock piles and rock walls in 15 to 25 feet of water. Jigs are the best option, and Texas rig craws, power worms, and chatterbaits will put fish in the boat also. Try shad colors and red crawfish colors. Crappie are good over brush piles using crappie jigs or minnows. White bass are running on the north end of the lake in 15 to 30 feet of water. Go for the spoons. Canyon. Largemouth bass are good around grass, bluff walls, and points in 14 to 22 feet of water using Alabama rigs, drop shots, underspins, and shaky heads. Striped bass are good between the mouth of the river and Potter's Creek using topwaters and swim baits. LBJ. Fishing is going up the river along the rocks. Look for big bass in the middle of the river, again around rocks and high spots. On sunny days, throw crankbaits. Carolina or Texas rig plastics, jig or shaky heads in and around retainer walls, docks, rock, and brush piles. Crappie are thick on main lake brush piles, biting on crappie jigs or minnows. Travis, largemouth bass are good on Texas rig plastics like worms and crawfish and do it in 15 to 25 feet of water. Crankbaits in the 7 to 20 feet of water range. Waco, catfish are in full transition from deep to shallow water, 5 to 20 feet. Blue cats are good on fresh-cut bait. Channel cats are good on commercial baits. Yellow cats are slow. White bass are in the South Bosque River. Crappie are good in the main lake in 18 to 27 feet of water using 1/32nd hand ties. Okay.
All right, on the hunting scene, basically let's look at next Sunday because a lot of the traditional fall hunting seasons will close on February 27th. Closing this Sunday is Wilson Snipe, but on the 27th, you got Chakalaka and the statewide quail season that closes, as well as Rio Grande Turkey fall season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburg, and Willacy County, and the East Texas County's spring squirrel season.
Okay.
Yep. And also the North Zone javelina season.
Okay.
You've been on or off the road this week?
I've been styling. I've been on the road. It's still a 21 model because a lot of the 22s aren't out yet because, again, the chip shortage, the slowdown in production, yada, yada, yada.
Any report on that as to when?
They say it's getting better. The problem is like the it's a scary number of percentage of chips that we use in America come from that one factory in Taiwan.
In Taiwan?
Yeah. Yeah, and they had a fire.
Oh.
And that did a big kick in the teeth on that one. And now everybody's building chip factories. You know, Samsung is doing $17 billion factory in the Austin area. But it's going to be a while. It's still going to be a while. It's a slowdown in a lot of areas.
Construction alone has got to be over a year.
Yep.
Then the tooling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Crazy.
Texas Instruments is expanding well, you know, but we invented the chip and then we gave it away. So now it's coming back to haunt us, okay? Anyway, but back to this one, though. This thing, super luxurious, super handling, super fast. The 2021 Mercedes S580 sedan 4MATIC. So that's their very capable all-wheel drive, so you could go slightly off the road. Got a 4-liter V8, but it's pumping out 496 horsepower, 515 pound-feet of torque mated to a 9-speed transmission. An automatic air suspension, too. I mean, the way this thing rides. Multicolor front seats with massage, which is absolutely fabulous.
Put you to sleep.
Yeah, oh, boy. Unless it stimulates you. You have different settings, too. All kind of different things on it. Soft closed doors. I mean, ambient lighting inside. Panoramic roof. LEDs everywhere, of course. All the safety equipment you can think of. Great alarm system, anti-lock braking, brake assist, adaptive braking, adaptive steering, blind spot assist, 360-degree camera around the thing. Fabulous. Obsidian black metallic was the outside paint job on this thing, but the inside was a beautiful sienna brown, just leather everywhere. High-performance tires because it had the AMG equipment, so a lot of souped up on this thing. One of the most beautiful cars I have ever driven, 17 miles the gallon in the city, 25 on the highway. And this is Audio Bob money. Base price, $116,000. The one I had was $142,000 because it had everything on the buffet. And one thing, though, I find interesting but irritating, the dash all of a sudden was telling me, if you adjust your steering wheel and your seat until you see six green lights, then you're sitting there perfectly. And I'm going, wait a minute, I'm already sitting here comfortably, and I only have three green lights. So I don't want to argue with my car. Okay, that's just, you know, I tell you what, man, you know, and then when the battery dies, you've had it. But it's an amazing vehicle, 2021 Mercedes S580 sedan.
So when you run out of juice, if it was electric.
Yeah, it's not.
I know, but if it did, I guess someone would pull up and offload a new computer chip that has the onboard driver.
There you go.
You know?
Right. It's sometimes it's getting too complicated. I mean, some of these cars are absolutely beautiful. They're built to drive. A lot of the foreign cars, and I'm not going to pick on anybody right now, are not really built to repair. I mean, you're just going to scary on repairs on these things.
Really?
I mean, you have some of these vehicles that still remain nameless. I looked under the hood once, and I went, wait a minute. You've got to remove all of the exhaust system to change the spark plugs. They said, yeah. I said, huh? They said, yeah. That's what we have to do. So it's just.
Buy it and then turn it in.
Be careful out there. Okay.
All right. We're going to talk about something fun. We're going hunting in the off season with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families who have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend, especially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. The rut is behind us. Mama deer are running around carrying babies in their belly.
Right.
They're going to be dropping those fawns here in a couple of months.
Bucks are recovering. Right.
Bucks, you know, lost 25% of their body weight during the rut. The feed bill.
Yes.
Okay. 2-to-1 savings feeding fortified cottonseed.
Which is miraculous to me because this is a free choice, but they only eat so much.
Yeah. Again, it's the advantage of limited intake and what they are ingesting. And you don't have the big protein feeders.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about V-mesh, you know, and tied to,
Yeah, wire it in a circle, drop it over a T-post, and get them down the road.
It's just real easy.
Yeah.
And the expansion, the word is spreading. Talked to both Hunter Barrett and Justin Spear earlier this week. And let's see, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Truckload went up that way.
Very good.
Something went out into the Midwest, and then something over, I believe, in New Mexico.
Okay.
Feeding elk. It is just absolutely phenomenal. If you've got exotics or white-tailed deer, you need to be looking at it.
And I always bring up, pigs and raccoons don't mess with it.
They do not. Go to fortifiedcottonseed.com. Be sure and watch their video for the whole story. Then you can give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I had a friend that approached me about writing for the magazine a few years ago at the Dallas Safari Club.
Okay.
And we actually enjoyed a few hunts together. And then he got so busy that I call and go, "Hey, Tom, it's Bill." And he goes,
"Who?
Who?"
Come on now, guys.
Tom Claycomb III, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor, joins us. I know you're doing stuff. I know you're getting new products in. You went to SHOT Show, and you're getting ready for the hunting season. Now, let me just run some things. Turkey, predators,
yes,
exotics,
right,
and, of course, pigs.
Yep.
Have we left out anything, Tom?
That'll keep us busy for a couple of minutes.
Oh, indeed it will. I got to bring something up, though. Bill just said that the joke about, you know, Bill who. But, Tom, I don't know if you've had it happen. I have. All the years we've been writing, we've all had some people who still remain nameless that we did a story on, kickstarted their business, and all of a sudden you became Harold who, Bill who, Tom who, right?
Oh, yeah. It happens, you know. Fame and fortune and, you know, friendships are fleeting.
It's a shame, but oh well.
Hey, we're you know, next month turkey season starts. Predators right now are starting to go through their breeding and denning up. Are you trying any new firearms that have caught your attention that you're shooting?
You know, I have. I knew about them before, but I'm testing a AR-556 from Anderson Manufacturing, and I'm pretty excited about that. I'm gonna just met Burris at the SHOT Show, and I'm gonna test one of their scopes on it, and then some Nosler ammo. So. Yeah, there's all kinds of new stuff I'm excited about. Just got a new pistol by BRG, which I've never heard of.
What kind of pistol is it? Semi-automatic, revolver, what?
Yeah, it's a 9mm.
Okay. So more of a carry weapon as opposed to something you're going to hunt with, right?
Yeah, that way if you try to put your tag on my trophy animal,
yeah, that's good.
Go to defense mode.
Hey, Tom, real quick, because I had a COVID scare issue and had to pull the plug on going to SHOT. How did you find the show since you were there?
You know, it was the most. It's hard to describe. You know how the Dallas Safari Club is more relaxed,
right?
It had that atmosphere. A lot of the big companies pulled down,
right,
and it looked like to me a third of the riders are gone. So normally you go to a booth and they're kind of chop-chop and they're looking over at the next big guy they want to talk to and you kind of get the hint and leave.
Yeah.
You could not get away from them this year. They were asking how the kids were, how the dog was, and you're like, hey, I got to go to the next meeting. And I tell you, I don't know if it's because they had a certain amount of money they want to spend or what. But without the riders there, I'll work more deals the first day than I normally do in the whole week.
That's great. Well, they told me sales are up, so that's good.
Yeah, it was the best shot show ever for me. I'm still working deals this week. I've worked more deals this week than I have in months.
How about how about range day? Did they have range day, or was that completely canceled? Did you go to range day? Because I know a lot of people pulled that.
Yeah, it was still plenty of manufacturers there. I mean, there was no shortage.
Right.
Okay. All right, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into particulars on how Tom preps in advance for the upcoming off-season hunting here in Texas. So y'all do stick around.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The best place to get the guns, ammo, and accessories you need is at the Houston Gun Collectors Association Gun Show in Humble this Saturday and Sunday, February 26 and 27 at the Humble Civic Center. Over 250 tables of the stuff you want. Tickets only $10 at the door and $9 online at hgca.org. Free for children under 12, ladies on Sunday, and free parking. Saturday and Sunday, February 26 and 27, the Gun Show in Humble at the Humble Civic Center, 8233 Will Clayton Parkway.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. Tom mentioned the options we've got: turkey, predators, hogs. Anything that you're focusing on? Because we could do a show just on any one of those topics.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
But something that you're really focused on and are excited about doing. I know that have been working with Humorex on not only air rifles, but you got an airbow coming, don't you?
Yeah, you know, right when you went in the ad, I went, oh, my gosh, I forgot to mention. Okay, you know, me and you both, we hunted last year with the hogs, with the Humorex air saber.
Right.
They came out with a double-barrel air saber.
So you got two bolts.
You've got two bolts on it. Now, is that not wild?
Now, do they both at the same time, or is it select?
You select it.
Okay.
But at least there's a follow-up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. In fact, I'm trying to get that lined up for our hog hunt next month.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You also have gotten into, you mentioned Burris and their optics. Anything there that's caught your eye? I mean, are they being aggressive? We understand Steiner has been real aggressive from Clifford Cheadle at Third Coast Thermal. What are you seeing from Burris in the way of traditional as well as night vision or thermal imagery stuff?
You know, gee whiz, we had a long meeting, and I'm fixing to test a lot of gear for him, but I can't really answer your question real good. But one thing that drew me to them, a lot of these companies now are wanting to do long-range shooting and 1,000-yard still shots. Mm-hmm. I still want a crosshair that's a duplex, so I throw it up and shoot.
Right.
I don't need a lot of tick marks. I just need to throw it up and do my deal.
Right.
So I'm excited about using their gear because of that. I hate to be simple-minded.
No, when we go hunt and are using calls, we're trying to call them in close, not sending them long, you know.
Well, sometimes simplest is certainly best. Oh, by the way, Tom, I got a suggestion for you. I know you're quite a meat processor, but an idle mind comes up with strange things sometime. And in my place a while back, one of my buddies got a pig, and another one was helping me, and he said, man, he said, plus it's dusk now. So I told you not to get one late in the day, you know, and it ticks on these damn things. And the little light went on in my head, and I tacked this thing with a brush torch and burned all the hair off of it, and then we processed it. stunk.
That's a smart idea.
But no ticks. No ticks.
You know, when you started that story, I went, same thing.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense.
Well, you know, some of the plants, I remember used to, they had kind of a blowtorch deal. They'd go through and burn the hair, you know.
Yeah, well, see, that happened, though, because I misspent my youth at the Mason County Locker Plant in Mason, Texas, where my grandfather worked, and they'd burn the hair off the pigs.
Huh. Okay.
Hey, old school, you know, go back and do
that's
it.
That's right.
Hey, there you go.
Put a patent on that.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Put three heads together and look what you come up with. You know?
one brain. Right.
Absolutely. You know, we were kicking around some others, and we talk about exotics, and many times it's black buck, axis, you know, fallow. Those are probably your top three. But then, my goodness, Tom, here in Texas there are so many free-ranging Audad, not to mention those that are behind some of the big game ranches. I understand they're not very good to eat, but they do make an impressive mount. Is that something that you've had your eye on, or would be interested in hunting?
You know, I'd love to, and I'd love. I cannot believe you could not cook it where you'd like it. So, yes, I'd like for us to get one next month maybe, and I'm going to bring it home and smoke it and do some stuff to it and see. We might change that public opinion.
There you go. Well, it all depends on the process, but sometimes the thing going like, oh, it's a great sauce. Can't taste the meat at all, but the sauce is really good.
Yeah. We may resort to that.
On the cutlery side, I know you work with Smith Consumer. You work with Diamond Blade and some other folks. Anything new that's on the horizon from these manufacturers?
You know, Smith is always coming. I mean, I've been on Pro Staff with them for, I don't even know, 10 years, and I can hardly keep up with them every year. They come up with more little gizmos and Sharpman deals and survival deals. They're the most creative outdoor company out there.
You do a lot in your seminars at Dow Safari Club and SHOT and SCI using their sharpening stones and other items, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're the best on the market. And you know, after a point, you're like, if a guy would pay $1 million and his product substandard, God, you don't want to do that. And with Smith, the reason I'm with them is because before I ever knew them, I was out doing seminars and promoting their gear because it's the best diamond sharpener on the market.
Yeah.
And so I went, well, dang, I need to get in with these guys. I sell more of their stones than their sales staff does, I think.
Harold,
yes.
Did I just hear Tom say that Smith is paying him $1 million to do
something like that? Royalties. Well, you know, the whole secret to, well, I say the whole secret, but one of the big things, Tom, and I'm not familiar with their product, the setup, is getting that angle right.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know, that's the deal everybody whacks out over a couple of things. Mm-hmm. One, if I tell you use a 22-degree angle. Well, what if the factory angle is a 25? Mm-hmm. Just do what's on the knife.
Yeah.
And then the hard deal, though, is if I tell you a 22-degree angle, who the heck knows what a 22 is? Right?
Right.
I don't even know, really.
Right, yeah.
Well, I know that Lansky came out with the rod.
There's a lot of things. Sure.
And Smith Consumer Products has their similar type product. Mm-hmm. What is Smith's website? Is it smithconsumer.com?
Or smithconsumerproducts.com.
Okay. You ought to check it out, folks. They really got some good stuff on a variety of cutlery. We got about a minute before we run out. I know that you're up in South Dakota and, you know, over in Idaho shooting things. Anything with that 25 caliber Umarex that you're hunting, you still going after Eurasian collar dove?
You bet. Hitting them in pigeons. And there's a guy over in South Dakota, his family farms and stuff. So we just got done hunting pheasants, and he goes, you know, there's a lot of rabbits around. So I said, okay, come on. And there's a new pellet. JSB has a new pellet called the Hades pellet. it has kind of a nuclear symbol on the top instead of a hollow point.
Right.
So we're going to test it out. According to Joe, one of their guys, he told me it's devastating on small games. So, yeah, we're going to get in the big game.
How are you going to cook those rabbits? Stew them or chicken fried?
Or fricassee.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from the South. They're going to be fried.
Everything's better when it's chicken fried.
Very good.
Exactly.
Every month you can read Tom's Words of Wisdom in Texas Outdoors Journal. And I tell you what, really fun to be with him in the field and the stories that come out. Tom, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
You bet. Hey, one last thing. I have a turkey here. He said to skip the turkey hunt and go home hunting this spring.
Thank you, Tom. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we have coming up?
Well, let's take a peek here. February 24, Pioneer Chapter of the Northeast Texas National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Clarksville. Check out nwtf.org for information. February 24, Lake Country Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Eastland. Go to ducks.org. February 25, Smith County National Wild Turkey Federation Conservation Gala in Bullard. Again, nwtf.org. And on the 26th, Texas Hill Country Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Georgetown. Go to rmef.org. And then go to one of those great events. Show your support in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider for Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. They hold a charge miraculously for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off, free same-day delivery from hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Tom Claycomb III. That's Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor. You know, Harold, I'm looking at potential guests and who we're pursuing.
Yep.
But hunting and both fresh and saltwater fishing, mm-hmm. it's about to get real busy.
Right.
About to get real, real busy. And folks, you just need to monitor your weather forecast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Look in the back of Texas Outdoors Journal for your salooner and tide tables so that you can do some planning and put your trips together and go out and have a good time.
Well, I say tune into Texas Outdoor News also.
Hey, you know, they're listening to that.
But if you go to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, you're like, what did Tom say about what? About that $1 million he was getting? then go to our website and just click up there where it says listen to our show. And they're all archived there, okay? Plus, of course, we try to spread the word. We're on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, all those kind of things. You catch us on Facebook, you know, like us, okay? Because that helps spread the word. What do we got coming up?
Good question.
Oh!
No. I mean, it's got we've got a bunch of people.
Right.
We're going to be visiting with Fortified to give you some insight into their vitamin infusion package.
Okay.
And I think it may be next week. But it could be the following week. We've got Robin Rikers from Coastal Fisheries on the schedule. So we've got a lot. The plate is full.
Yeah, and we'll both be here.
Yes.
And Bob will be twisting the knobs and flipping the switches.
Unless I get a call going, Bill, I have to go out of town. you got the show by yourself.
Oh, okay. Anyway, a lot less travel this year, man. Anyway,
really.
Friends, like I say, do check the website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.